This is MSG Mic'd Up with the latest news and stories from across the Joint Base.
All right, and welcome back, everyone, to MSG Mic'd Up. Today, we have an exciting topic. We're going to talk about the MSG AFSC swap. So I have with me Master Sergeant Skull Teddy, who helped develop the program, and Senior Airman Juan Santini and A1C Heather Vasquez, who participated in the program. If you don't mind giving a quick introduction, so we'll start with Master Sergeant Skull Teddy.
Sergeant Skull Teddy from the Logistics Readiness Squadron. I work in the Fields Flight.
All right. I'm Senior Airman Santini. I'm from the 87 FSS. I'm the Food Service Accountant.
A1C Vasquez from 87th FSS, and I work in the Flight Kitchen.
All right, great, thanks. So to kick it off, Master Sergeant Skull Teddy, can you kind of give us an overview of the MSG AFSC swap, so how it started and then what the plan for the program was?
So we all met up after quarterly awards, and we started talking about getting our airmen out and about to help them find their role in the mission a little bit better and see how their job helps the other jobs perform. So we all came together. We decided to pick 4 to 5 airmen from our squadron and then move them around the different squadrons throughout the MSG to help them kind of open their eyes a little bit to what other people are doing and to see how their job affects everyone and how we're all intertwined.
Okay, cool. And then how long do they stay with folks, or how long?
So anywhere from 4 hours or more. So the original plan was for 4 hours, for half the day. Mm-hmm. And some of the airmen just had a blast and they wanted to stay longer. So they stayed the entire day with their AFSC they're linked up with.
Wow, that's cool. All right, so got to see how the mission works in different squadrons, and also probably a good opportunity for networking.
Amazing for networking, yes. So that's something we explained, and outside of FTAC, for a lot of our young airmen, they haven't had that networking opportunity yet. So we talked to them about, you know, make some friends over there, because it's a lot easier to get things done when you know the voice on the other side of the phone. So
cool.
Definitely networking.
All right, great. So Senior Santini, so you're FSS and you went over to the COM squadron.
Yes,
so
sir.
What different things did you get to see over with COM?
Well, personally, I'm doing my bachelor's in computer science.
Oh, wow.
So I wanted to see, you know, what it was like in the life of a, you know, the COM employee, airman. So definitely a great experience. I wish I had more time. I honestly think that I was going to be there for the whole week, because the IT field is so vast that I didn't have time to see everything, but it was an amazing experience. Like you guys were saying, amazing for networking. Made friends over there that told me, hey, if you need any questions or you want to come, you know, shadow us, we can come and, you know, spend a day with us. That's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing.
Cool. Which sections in COM did you get to sit in?
Well, I was working in the servers, so working with switches.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the areas that they work at. So that was specifically the server rooms.
So did you get to do anything on the server, or you watch them?
I just watched, yeah, because, you know, I need some training.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I watched how they set up servers, how they set up switches, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
And that was relevant to your computer science?
Definitely.
Really?
Definitely.
Cool. Did you see when I went over there one time, I saw a single strand of fiber optic
mm-hmm.
cord, and they said that all the information going and leaving the base was on that one cord.
Yes. It's probably the fastest way, you know, to send information. They showed us fiber optics. They show us the regular Ethernet cables, everything in communication, like servers, everything they show us over there.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Airman Vasquez, so you went over to Security Forces. Now, some people probably would think you got maybe the short end of the stick, but tell us about Security Forces.
So I went over to Security Forces very early in the morning. And didn't get much of a brief when I got there because they wanted to send me into morning traffic at the gate to really get the gist of what Security Forces airmen do and go through daily, because that's a large part of the job is checking IDs at the gate, security of the base. And it's no joke that 8 a.m. traffic, 7:30 to 8 a.m. traffic's no joke. It was very overwhelming, but fun also. It was definitely something like you wonder after you hand your ID to someone and then drive away, like, how's the rest of their day going? How's the rest of that shift going? But it was cool experience. Got to see a couple turnarounds, got to see some kind of security actions take place. And so that was cool.
Were you checking IDs?
Yes, I was. I had the scanner, I had a vest on, and I was standing there at the gate taking and handing people back their IDs. And so
Do you think that you helped speed up traffic on that day?
No. No, fumbled a couple IDs, forgot to salute, but it was an experience. Yeah.
So. What was the most fun thing about it? Because you said you love it, like you had such a great time.
Well, that wasn't the only part of my day. Okay. I was sent also to canine.
Oh.
So I got to go to the kennels, got to do some kind of training exercise with the dogs, put the sleeve on, let a dog chase after me and grab my arm and swing on me. So got some battle wounds from that, but it was fun. There's definitely a lot more to security forces than people think. It's not just like gate work. So that was incredible working with security forces, canines, who play a big role in protecting our base. Also got to do a ride along, got to pull someone over, give them a ticket.
You gave them the ticket?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
What was the offense?
Oh, it was speeding.
Okay. They're speeding on base?
Off base.
Oh, okay.
But it was fun. I got to be a real cop for the day.
They took you through all the different areas.
Yes, gave me a newfound appreciation for security forces.
Okay, nice. Would you recommend it for anyone else that is interested in trying this out, this program?
Yes, I would. So not only did it give me a newfound appreciation, I was chatting with some NCOs and other airmen there at the security forces squadron, and they asked me about my job, and they're like, oh, you work in services? I was like, yes, I work in the flight kitchen. And so we kind of talked back and forth, and some of the things I was telling them about my job. They're like, oh, I didn't know services did that. And they're like, y'all do mortuary? I didn't know services did that. And then y'all have to work on the weekends. Y'all have to work 12-hour shifts. Y'all have to, and they didn't know that. And so they were just as shocked as I was at some of the stuff that I learned. And so I would recommend it not only for the experience and the fun, but networking, getting to know like how we work, you know, and our jobs intertwine within the group.
Cool. What about Airman Santini? What about you? Would you recommend it for someone else?
Definitely, definitely. I think a lot of airmen, they want to cross-train, but they don't do the proper research to know what the job does, right? And I think this is a perfect opportunity for them to actually do a hands-on, say, hey, you know, I really want to do this, right? Sometimes they see just a pretty name on the title of ABFSC, I'm like, oh, I want to do it, but they don't know, you know, what the job is. And having this opportunity, it's amazing, honestly, it's amazing.
Cool. All right, so Master Sergeant Cole Teddy, if people are interested, what's the next opportunity for people to participate?
So we're planning our next event, if you will, at the end of the month. And so each squadron has a POC, and they'll start sending email traffic out for dates. And it's first come, first serve. So if it's something you're interested in, once you see that email, you got to respond to it. We give the option of where you would like to go, and so it can be a good experience. So just like Airman Santini was saying, if there's something within the MSG you're interested in and possibly thinking about cross-training, jump on it and volunteer for that section, and then we'll send you over there. And I think this next time around, we're going to plan it for an actual full day.
Okay.
And so they have that opportunity.
Thanks for joining us. This sounds like a really cool experience for you all. I'm glad that you're able to tell us about it, and that it really is amazing how each of you kind of went into an area that you're... Well, were you interested in security forces?
Oh, yes, sir. I volunteered.
Yeah, so you all got to go into an area that you were interested in and see how it works and get some experience that you otherwise maybe wouldn't have. So with that, we're going to wrap it up. So thanks, everyone. Keep your eye out for the MSG AFSC swap email that should be coming out within your squadron from your squadron leadership here in the next week or two. So have a great week, everyone. We'll be right back.